Hold it, fellas. And don't move. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Now, coming up on this show, we have a brand new song from Imelda May. It's actually the title cut of her brand new album, Tribal. Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band has a brand new one, a cover of a Bo Diddley tune. Also got some classics from Buck Owens, Traveling Wilburys, The Cramps, The Beatles, and requests for artists like Elvis and The Rolling Stones. We're going to kick off the show with an artist that was born with the name Frederick Albert Heath. He's better known to us as Johnny Kidd. He and his band The Pirates hit number one in the UK with this one, Shaking All Over, on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Bip, bop, boom. That's a fun one to say. That's Mickey Hawks with Moon Mullins and his Night Raiders, recorded in 1958. While that song wasn't a national hit, it did sell over 50,000 copies in the Chicago area alone. And it's been included on several rockabilly collections since then. And special thanks to my main man, Todd Christopher, for bringing that one to my attention. I couldn't wait to get that one on the show. Hey, coming up is a newer artist with a great throwback style from his second full-length album titled Holly. It's Nick Waterhouse with This Is a Game on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
color TV, RCA Victor color TV. I know what I've been missing now. Wow! I saw color TV. Gosh! The color is true. Her hair so red, her eyes so blue. It's just as though she's there with you. Gosh! The color is true. And now is the time for you to get an RCA Victor color set. Easy to tune as it can be. And great for black and white TV. Wow! I bought color TV. Dependable, natural color TV. In our home, there's color now. Wow! We own color TV. Wow!
We'll see all the color shows now.
RCA, the most trusted name in television.
This is a Dorsey Burnett number, brother of Johnny Burnett, called Lonesome Tears of My Eyes, recorded on their very first LP in 1822. Ha.
Oh, baby, 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 blues are sorrow, and I'll love you tomorrow, just suit you just fine. Oh, baby, 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 blues are sorrow, I'll love you tomorrow, just suit you just fine. I can't forget that you told me so many promising lies. I'm trying to forget these lonesome tears in my eyes. You've broken my heart, gonna do it again. I can't forget the spell that I'm in. Can't forget that you told me so many promising lies. I'm trying to forget. Broken my heart, gonna do it again. I can't forget the spell that I'm in. I can't forget that you told me so many promising lies. I'm trying to forget these lonesome tears in my eyes. Baby, 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 blues are sorrow, and I'll love you tomorrow, just suit you just fine. Well, baby, 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 blues are sorrow, I love you tomorrow, just suit you just fine. I can't forget that you told me so many promising lies. I'm trying to forget me, lonesome tears in my eyes.
Ah, that's the young lads from Liverpool. Of course, the Beatles from their Live at the BBC project. It's a cover of Johnny and Dorsey Burnett tune, Lonesome Tears in My Eyes. And before that, we heard Go, Go, Go by Levi Dexter and Magic. It's from their 2008 project together called The Kings of Cat Street. Now, Levi Dexter is a rockabilly icon. Yeah, he first fronted Levi and the Rock Cats in the 1970s and continued to make great music since. The group Magic is Japan's premier rockabilly band. So they and Levi came together to record this project in Tokyo. Look for it, The Kings of Cat Street. Hey, still to come on the program, we got a brand new one from Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band, as well as Johnny Horton, Mickey Baker, Cliff Richard, and a whole lot more, including this one, the title cut from her brand new album released this week called Tribal. It's Imelda May on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
We all got our marks to water who we belong. Apart we are weak, but together we're strong. They're not one of us, so we all take offense.
Hi, this is Tim Polka, and you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with James Riley.
Yeah.
Richard, that song hit number 2 on the UK singles chart and prompted John Lennon to call it the first British rock record. Yeah, that song was written by Richard's guitarist Ian Sammy Samwell, and he wrote it on a bus ride over to Cliff's house for rehearsal. How about that? Hey, before that we heard Big Green Car from the Polecats 1981 album Polecats Are Go. Stick around for more great music coming up on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
It's the Instrumental Breakdown on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Mm-hmm.
That was another instrumental breakdown on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard Milk Train by Mickey Baker from his album The Wildest Guitar, released in 1959. Mickey's best known for being half of the Mickey and Sylvia duo. You know these guys. They did Love is Strange, one of their big songs. Kicking off the set was Jimmy Sutton's Four Charms with their cut six-string boogie from their album Triskaidectaphobia, which of course is the fear of 13, in case you're wondering. Jimmy is producing a new project by the Bell Furies, as well as a follow-up to J.D. McPherson's Signs and Signifiers. All right, it's time to bring you word from one of our sponsors on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. It's Dr. Rubens Pomade. It's the home to the world-famous Finest Holds pomades. And best thing, they're 100% natural ingredients. You need to check out their line of lip balm and lotions as well. And, you know, their various pomades, including Light, Original, Firm, and Ultra Shine. Now you can look good while you're listening to good music on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Find them at drrubenspomade.com or click on the link from our website, rockabillyandblues.com, and tell them where you heard about it, okay? We're going to get back into the music, and, you know, what would you call a band? I mean, this is a super band. What would you call a band that included Roy Orbison, George Harrison, Bob Dylan, Tom Petty, and Jeff Lynne? Well, they called themselves the Traveling Wilburys. This was from their first project, Volume 1, released in October of 1988. Here's Rattle.
Gins won't gin, just as long as you love me. So darling, let it rain, let it snow, let the cold north wind blow, just as long as you love me. North or south, east or west, you know I will stand the test, just as long as you love me. Ring, just as long as you love me. I don't care if the world don't turn, I don't care if the fire don't burn, just as long as you love me. So darling, let it rain, let it snow, let the cold north wind blow, just as long as you love me. You know I will stand the test, just as long as you love me. Oh darling, just as long as you love me.
That's Buck Owens with his number one smash hit, I Don't Care, Just As Long As You Love Me, released 50 years ago in 1964. You know, I had a friend of mine the other day tell me, if it ain't got twang, it ain't worth a dang. Definitely words to live by here on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Hey, we still got some requests for you from Rolling Stones tune, some of their early stuff, and from the King, Elvis Presley. We're going to hear both of those later on, as well as a brand new single from Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band covering Bo Diddley's You Can't Judge a Book by the Cover. First off, from his live album, I Hear You Rockin', it's Dave Edmunds with a cover of the Dion smash, The Wanderer.
Right. an apple by looking at the tree. You can't judge honey by looking at the bee. You can't judge a daughter by looking at the mother. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Can't you see? By looking at the cover. You can't judge sugar by looking at the cane. You can't judge a woman by looking at her mane. You can't judge a sister by looking at a brother. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Can't you see? Judge a book by looking at the cover. In the pond, you can't judge right by looking at the wrong. You can't judge one by looking at the other. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Can't you see how you misjudge me? I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover.
It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. That's Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band and their cover of Bo Diddley's You Can't Judge a Book by the Cover. That's brand new from them. They got a new release coming next week. Going Home is the name of that one. The Rolling Stones were before that. Their take on Buddy Holly's Not Fade Away that was released in February of 1964 on Decca Records. And that was a request. We want to get another one in. Elvis Presley, Guitar Man, written by Jerry Reed, who also contributes some amazing guitar work on this version from The King as well on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
While I quit my job down at the car wash, I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck, so I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars, hoping I could make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story, them all-night peers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in the hobo jungles. I roamed 1,000 miles of track till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama. Had a club they called Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like. I was a swinging little guitar man. Show them, son. ever take a trip down to the ocean and find yourself down around Mobile, make it on out to a club called Jack's if you got a little time to kill. Just follow that crowd of people, you'll wind up out on his dance floor, digging the finest little five-piece group up and down the Gulf of Mexico. Guess who's leading that five-piece band? Wouldn't you know, it's that swinging little guitar man. Hey, hey.
The voice, the attitude, Robert Gordon is coming home.
I'm a coming home, gotta make some love. I'm a coming home, sweet turtle dove. I'm coming home, to make sweet love to you.
You don't do you. Landmark Records presents Robert Gordon's first release since 2007. I'm coming home.
You don't do your daddy's will.
What if you like to be left?
Featuring guest appearances by Marshall Crenshaw and the Hooters' David Usikkanen. Co-produced by Robert Gordon and Quentin Jones. Robert Gordon, I'm Coming Home. Available June 24th on Lanark Records.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
I know what you're thinking, punk. You're thinking, did he fire six shots or only five? Now, to tell you the truth, I forgot myself in all this excitement. But being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and will blow your head clean off, you could ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? will do you, punk.
Working real hard, not getting much pay. I got a big Geiger counter, it's a pretty good rig. And when the needle starts clicking, that's what I'm gonna do. Money, 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 not the kind of mold. Money, 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 rock and roll. Make it in, make it up like hey, I have a rocking good time. Spare wheel on the back. Oh man, don't you know I be hard to stop. When I find that big uranium rock. Money, money, honey, the kind you hold. Money, money, honey, rock and roll. Rick it in, fill it up like hey, I have a rock.
Uranium Rock, that is the Cramps, their cover of the Warren Smith hit. Hey, how about that? You got Buck Owens and the Cramps on the same show. How cool is that? You don't find that on commercial radio, folks, only right here on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We're going to leave you with two in a row with the architect of rock and roll, Little Richard. Good golly, Miss Molly.
The real thing, the real thing, the real thing, me, the real thing. the best thing that I've ever done. You've heard Tutti Frutti, Long Tall Sally, Good Golly, Miss Molly, Ripping Up and Ready to Teddy, but this is the real thing. You can't miss the real thing. The Real Thing by Little Richard.
It's on reprise, and it's called The Real Thing, and it's Little Richard's best album in 12 years.
Finishing up two in a row from Little Richard. That's Do Drop In from his 1970 album, The Real Thing, available on Reprise Records. Special thanks to our sponsors, Dr. Rubin's Pomade, featuring products with 100% natural ingredients. You can find them online, drrubinspomade.com. And special thanks to Lanark Records, featuring the Robert Gordon album, I'm Coming Home, releasing June 24th. Now you can find them at LanarkRecords.net. While you're online, look us up as well, RockabillyAndBlues.com. That's Rockabilly, the letter N, Blues.com. Until next time, this is James Riley saying, keep on rockin'.